The House and Senate Appropriations Committees in Washington have been working on getting funds approved for agriculture, the Food and Drug Administration, and other programs for fiscal year 2015. The House bill contains $20.9 billion in discretionary funding, the Senate bill $20.5. The House version had an amendment from Representative Jack Kingston, Republican of Georgia, that would increase the Ag Research Service funding for $155 million to reconstruct the USDA's Southeastern Poultry Lab in Athens. The Georgia Farm Bureau has asked members of Congress to approve that funding to get that lab replaced. The House bill also included an amendment for Representative Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut that would prohibit the USDA from purchasing poultry processed in China to use in the National School Lunch Program. The House bill provided $869 million for conservation funding, $43 million more than last year. Both bills included amendments to prohibit USDA from spending federal dollars to inspect a horse processing plant. According to the Senate bill, they had a little bit of discretionary funds, $90 million less than last year, but their bill included $4 million to increase research funding to study the pollinator health and enable ARS to develop and test best management practices to help prevent colony collapse disorder for our bees used in pollination. Also included in the Senate bill is $1.13 billion for the Farm Service Agency, $3.5 billion for farm ownership loans, and $2.6 billion for farm operating loans. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.